The Williamsville-based district office of Congressman Collins was closed Wednesday morning. Those who stood outside shared fears that a quick dismantling of Obamacare would affect about 218,000 people in the Buffalo area and cost the region millions in lost funding. The Congressional Budget Office said Tuesday up to 18 million Americans could lose coverage in the first year, but Pastor George Nicholas of the Concerned Clergy Coalition suggests as many as 30 million people would lose coverage.
Children will not get vaccinations and early detections of both physical and mental health issues. Women will not get mammograms and other exams that will save their lives. This will not make America great. This will make America sick.
Amy Polenko and her husband co-own a local food truck. It's a dream that started 12 years ago but became reality when, she explained, Obamacare gave them an affordable health coverage option. She fears the repeal of Obamacare would no longer make it possible to stay in business.
Which would mean losing our investment that we put into our business. It would mean closing up the food truck. It would mean taking away something that's become a fun part of being a Western New Yorker, going to some of these food truck rallies and things of that nature.
Earlier this week, Congressman Collins told WBFO they are still putting together a new plan, which should be in place by 2019. He insists people will not lose coverage in the interim.
Common sense should tell people we wouldn't do something stupid like that. So we're working through it, but the main thing is no one has to worry about coverage for the next 2 years, and we'll make sure that what we have works, is affordable.
Collins said the critics are using scare tactics. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.